The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Hammers down by three across the timeline. Miller right into that double team. Then Ogallala goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Open underneath, short jumper off the glass is good. Casey Juergens.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Overton as the Eagles host the Amherst Broncos. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
To the front court they'll go. Dylan Margaritz dribbles out of the corner. Now they go to Ryan. Ryan spins. Nice athletic move off the square and in.
Amherst is coming off a doubleheader sweep of conference foe Eustace Farnham last night, while Overton is hitting the court for the first time in 2015. It's the Broncos and Eagles coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Overton with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening. Welcome back here at Overton as the Eagles trying to salvage one of the two games with their doubleheader against Amherst here tonight. The Amherst girls won in Overton 54-45. And now the Amherst boys will try to follow suit here on the road. And they come in with a pretty darn good basketball team. Amherst only loss of the season came in their own holiday tournament to North Platte St. Pat's, who is undefeated in Class C2 as they lost that one 76-65. They got back on the winning track against Eustace Farnham earlier this week to improve their record now to 8-1 on the season. For Overton, this has not been the kind of season that Overton is used to. After winning their first two games against Arapahoe and Loomis, they have now lost six straight games to Axtell and Sewamurna, Pleasanton, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, and Bertrand. There's some pretty good basketball teams in that mix in there, but they've been on a little bit of a schneid here, and they certainly want to stop the bleeding here a little bit at home, and if they can pick up the upset win against Amherst, that would go a long way to righting the ship here for the Eagles, who, as we mentioned, 2-6. They're not used to, even at 6-2 years past, that wasn't a good enough record, so right now they have not been playing the kind of ball that they really want to. And one of the difficulties that they've had, according to head coach Clint Little, who talked to us at halftime of the girls' game, he said that turnovers has been a major factor for Overton. Well, that's not good news because they're going to face one of the best teams in this part of the state, the size of Amherst, that really can pressure the ball. They are very, very good with a trapping full-court press defense, and Overton is really going to have to take good care of the ball. Overton might have a little bit of a size advantage in terms of rebounding, but keeping onto those, keeping hold of the basketball as they get it up court against this tenacious and very deep Amherst athletic basketball team, that might be the real key to this game here in Overton. But again, if it's a tight game down the stretch, Overton really does have a nice home court advantage here, as there'll be a lot of energy in this gym if Overton can keep it close throughout the course of things here. But again, they're going to face some pretty good defense by Amherst if they're going to be able to pull that off. So we'll take a little break here, and we'll be back with the starters. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for the Eagles and the Broncos. We come back right after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back. Time now for our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Ian Carney will begin first ball for the road team. The Amherst Broncos come in with a record of 8-1. Their starters are Trevor Adelung, a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 12.1 points per ball game. Trey Tobenheim is 5'10 and a junior. He's averaging 7.5 points a game. Braden Eckhout, 6 foot tall and a junior. Eckhout is averaging 19.6 points a game. Cale Preble is a 6 foot tall senior. He's averaging about 6.6 points a game. And Ty Hadwiger, 6'2 and a junior, is averaging 13.1 points per ball game for head coach Bill Giffen. And by the way, we'll see Holden Eckhout pretty quick in this game. He's averaging about 7.5 points a game. Now for the Overton Eagles, as we mentioned, 2-6 on the year. Their starters are Sam Kohanic, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 6.1 points and 2.5 rebounds. Chris Seeberger is a 5'8 senior, and Seeberger is averaging 8.9 points, 3.6 rebounds. Creighton Ryan, a 6'3 senior, is averaging 15.9 points and 11.9 rebounds a game. Caleb Eklund, a 6'3 senior, is averaging 12.1 points, 7.1 rebounds. And Dylan Margritz, a 5'11 senior, averaging 1.4 points and 2.1 rebounds for head coach Clint Little. As we mentioned, they come in at 2-6 on the season. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. The tip between the Broncos and Eagles when we come back to Overton right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're ready for the tip here as Overton and Amherst are getting it underway. The tip is controlled here for Overton as they get in the offensive zone. They get it off for Caleb Eklund. Eklund, a little runner in the lane. It's up and good. Nice drive there by Caleb Eklund to get things started. And running right back at him is going to be Adelung on the baseline here for Amherst. His long jumper is no good. Rebound taken out of there by Overton, snagging the bound there. Was Margaret's, but they turn the ball over, does Overton. Long outlet pass, it's intercepted. So now the Broncos and Eckhout will try to take the lead here as Braden Eckhout drains a three top of the key. They just working around the perimeter, and Eckhout strokes in the three. Amherst has the early 3-2 lead. Pressure.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And we apologize for some technical difficulties. Hopefully we've got them all straightened out. And here's where we're at right now. It is 7-6. Amherst with the lead over Overton. Overton with a little bit of pressure forced Amherst to call a timeout. They put up a three-pointer here to Amherst. It is off the mark. And pulling down the rebound for the Eagles is Eklund. So he'll bring in the offensive zone. Amherst right now going man-to-man. And they clear out here for Eklund, who will dribble on that right side, put up a floater. It's up and in. So Overton takes the lead back, and immediately Hadwiger gets a long outlet pass. Even after made baskets, the Broncos want to run a little bit, and they swing it around the perimeter. There's Eck out. He's going to fire a three. No good. And the rebound taken out here by Kohanic. He brings in the offensive end, dribbles through some traffic, takes it through the line, takes it off glass. It'll roll around. No good. Rebound tipped out, and on the run are the Broncos after getting the rebound. Here's a left-hand layup that's up and good for Trey Taubenheim. He got the rebound and was able to take it coast to coast as it was tipped out to him, and he's able to put the Broncos back ahead, and Overton turned the ball over. Caleb Eklund trying to maybe go a little bit too fast, dribbling down the right sideline, just lost control of the ball. So Eckhout will inbound it here for Trevor Adelung. Back to Eckhout in the lane. Nice backdoor cut, and the shot's good for Trey Taubenheim. That's the second time that a great pass by Eckhout got to Taubenheim, and then another steal here for Amherst. So they've got the ball back after another turnover. Bounce pass back out for Eckhout. Skip pass on the right side for Trevor Adelung, who'll give it on the baseline there for Eckhout. Eckhout to the elbow. They kick out for Taubenheim. Taubenheim gives it off left wing here for Hadwiger. Back around we go. Eckhout has it. They double team him, and coming in the lane, a little floater up and good for Ty Hadwiger. He got that pass at the free throw line, took one strong power dribble and hit about a 12-foot jumper. So Eklund in the offensive zone here for Overton. And turnovers have kind of hurt Overton here in the early stages. And that was exactly what head coach Clint Little was worried about when we talked to him at halftime of the girls' game. Eklund pass on the inside, finds a backdoor cutter, and the shot's up and good. That one was nice ball movement there to seal up Dylan Margritz, who was able to lay it up and in. So top of the circle here for Amherst is going to be Taubenheim. Taubenheim gives it out for Adelung. And they get it at the in the lane for Hadwiger. Hadwiger on the way to the basket runs into the body. There's going to be a block there on the Eagles. That'll be the first foul of the ball game. Now go on Creighton Ryan. That'll be his first. For Overton, checking in is going to be Peyton Grote. And in for Amherst is going to be Brian Bramer. Inbound of the ball here is going to be Trey Taubenheim. Also in was Holden Eckhout. Eckhout has it right now. Holden will play a little catch there with Hadwiger. Gives it off here for Adelung. Adelung, little runner in the lane. No good. Trying to get the rebound. Tipped out, and it is into the hands of Hadwiger, and Hadwiger will score. So he basically makes the putback. On the run here is Caleb Eklund. Eklund, nice drive on that right side. Lays it up and in. And he'll stop the little mini run here for Amherst, who now has a 15-12 lead. We've got 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Directing traffic is going to be Trey Taubenheim. 2-3 zone right now for Overton. And they'll give it off here on the left side. Three-pointer for Amherst. No good. And the long rebound on the run here are the Eagles. A little floater that won't fall for Creighton Ryan. And it's rebounded by Amherst after the miss. On the run here is Hadwiger. Hadwiger kicks it out. Three-pointer for Amherst. Shot won't fall. And the rebound taken out by Grote. And Grote will kick it off for Ryan. Ryan on that left side is able to dump it in. Now the backdoor cut driving is good. Creighton Ryan. Ryan looked like he was going to shoot, but dumped it in on the baseline for Caleb Eklund and immediately cut down from that left wing. Got that backdoor cut and was able to lay it up and in. Around the perimeter we go. Three-pointer here for Adelung that's no good. And the rebound taken out by Overton, who kicked it up very quickly. And Seaburger's able to lay it up and in. And then Adelung gets the long outlet pass. He'll attack, and he'll get fouled, and he'll head to the line. So both these two teams are going to go right after you. And for Overton, the foul is going to be on Peyton Grote. That is going to be his first. Keeping up with the stats when these two teams play at this pace, that's going to be the challenge for this guy. The free throw for Adelung is up and good. So he makes the first of two, and we are tied at 16 now. Minute 56 to go here, quarter number one. Very fast-paced ball game. The second free throw for Adelung on the way. And again, that one just as pretty as the first. So he makes both free throws and has 2 points in the ball game. Pass up ahead here for Overton. They give it for Kohanic. Kohanic facing a little bit of pressure. Will put up a tough shot that's off the mark, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And that is going to be whistled on Braden Eckhout. So Braden with the hold on the rebound, and Creighton Ryan's going to inbound it. Checking in here for Amherst is going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger coming in here for Brian Brown. So just gave him a quick little breather. Inbounded here for Eklund. Eklund, a little floater up and good. Caleb Eklund with the bucket. And again, Overton takes the lead back. Jump stop in the lane. Hadwiger is going to kick it out. Adelung back inside for Hadwiger. Nice ball fake. Puts it off glass, and he is fouled. Before the shot, though, and that's going to be on Peyton Grote. So Grote now with a couple of fouls. And Seaburger checking back in. Grote's going to come out. That's just good work inside by Hadwiger to get that body contact. Now pay dividends later as that'll get him to the free throw line. Hadwiger gets it between the circles, gives it to Adelung. 2-3 zone right now for Overton. Right wing, Eckhout has it. That's Braden. Braden goes between the circles here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger in the jump stop in the lane. Shot back the iron. Bouncing around. No good. And the rebound taken out there by Overton. So Overton snags the bound. And they'll give it off on the right wing here for Caleb Eklund. Eklund driving the baseline. Shoots over the top of the defense and lost the ball. Trying to shoot over the top of it. Ran into the hands. Set there by Braden Eckhout. And they're going to say it was last touch by Overton. So that'll be an Overton turnover. And the defense was... set there, so I agree with there being no foul call there. And a long pass out for Adelung. Adelung gives it to top of the circle here for Hadwiger. Adelung drives the baseline, has his shot blocked there by Creighton Ryan, but picked up by Adelung. And the three-pointer here for Amherst, that's no good. Long rebound picked up on that right side, and Adelung strokes it in. So Trevor now has 4 points in the game. Caleb Eklund, nice jump stop in the lane, but has it blocked, and that'll be a foul. Great jump stop, and boy, that was quick as he went through there. And the foul on Hadwiger is going to be his first. Stepping through there with the jump stop was Caleb Eklund. That's going to earn him 2 free throws, and the first one is up and good. Eklund, as we mentioned, averages about 12 points per ball game. And he's about a 67% free throw shooter as he makes free throws here. Makes both of them. 18 seconds to go in a very entertaining first quarter. Adelung, bounce pass. That backside cut by Holden Eckhout. Eckhout's going to get fouled. He stepped through 2 different players for Overton and put it in with a nice left-handed bounce pass through the lane. And Holden Eckhout just flying along that baseline. And the foul is going to be whistled on Creighton Ryan. That is going to be his second. The free throw for Eckhout is up and good. So Holden Eckhout makes the first two. And we're tied at 20 with 13.5 to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw, back the iron, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. The rebound was taken out by Braden Eckhout, but they're going to say that... that he went over the back to make that happen. So Eckhout came down with the ball. Is going to be called for the foul. That is going to be his second. So Trey Tobenheim is going to come in. Brayden Eckhout will step out of the game. And Overton will inbound it underneath their own, the other basket. They inbound the ball here for Kohanic. Kohanic faces some pressure. They work it up ahead here to Mark Ritz. 3 seconds left. They kick it out. Here's Creighton Ryan for three. Back of the iron, no good. And that'll do it as Preble pulls down the defensive rebound after the missed three-pointer, essentially at the buzzer. So we'll head to the second quarter, tied at 20. Amherst and Overton, we're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Well, things going pretty much the way Overton wanted to when they started taking care of the ball as they kind of tighten things up. And again, Amherst wants to force those turnovers, and Overton wants to prevent them. That's going to really be one of the keys to the game here, one of the seeds to success. Pass on the inside here for Hadwiger as Amherst has their first possession. They missed the shot, but Hadwiger is able to tip it out into the hands over there on that right side of Adelung, who missed the shot. And then the rebound is into the hands of Overton. And they're going to slowly bring it up. Zeklin, after he got the rebound, gives it to DJ Anderson, who will start the second quarter here. Pass down low, knocked out of the hands of Creighton Ryan, but out of bounds off of the Broncos. So Overton will maintain possession here. Ryan to toss it in. Gives it in the corner there for Anderson. Anderson's going to fire the three. It's no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. Nope, just out of bounds. We had so many fouls in the girls' game. I hear a whistle. I just think we're going to have a foul called. Adelung will bring in the offensive end. And they'll give it off here left side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger just flips it off here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim looking at 2-3 zone. Well, back out near midcourt. Gives it to Adelung on that left side. On the baseline, they give it for Preble. Back around to Adelung, who was open momentarily but can't shoot over the top of the taller Caleb Eklund. And they'll kick it in. Back out here for Eckhout. Eckhout's going to fire a three. No good. And a rebound for Amherst. They'll keep the possession alive. Backing in here is Hadwiger. Hadwiger will give it off here right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim will fire the three, and he can't get the shot to fall. And the long rebound again for Overton. That's picked up by Eklund. He'll give it now right side for Mark Ritz. Off of a screen, they get it left side for Seeberger. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Chris Seeberger draining the three-pointer, and he now has seven in the game. And we're going to have a hold called here on Overton. And that'll be on Anderson. That'll be DJ Anderson's first foul of the ball game. Five fouls have been whistled against Overton, who lead it 23-20. Amherst has three. Inbounded here for Adelung, who will bounce it left side here for Tobenheim. Between the circles, Hadwiger has it. He'll give it right wing for Brayden Eckhout. Skips it left side for Tobenheim. And after Hadwiger has it on the baseline, everybody cycles through. He'll try the long jumper. It's no good. And rebounded by Anderson. And on the run, long pass. It's going to be Overton turnover. And here come the Broncos on the run. Eckhout, a little runner in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out into the hands of the Eagles. Running with it here is going to be Caleb Eklund. And Eklund, the officials are getting together, and they're going to call a block here on the drive against the Broncos. That'll be the first foul on Trey Tobenheim. There was about three different things they could have called there because there was a block charge situation, but they're going to call a foul before that happened. Inbounded. Caleb Eklund has it on the low block. His jumper is up, no good. And the rebound tipped out over to Adelung. Adelung brings in the offensive zone. Eklund to kick it back around. Pass on the baseline. With it is Preble. Preble, nice little bounce pass in the lane. And Hadwiger's going to lay it up and in. They had it on the low block. And then Hadwiger came through the lane, got that bounce pass, and was able to rattle in the shot. One-point ball game, and a pass a little bit too high for Overton to handle there as it goes off the fingertips of Seaburgers, and that'll be an Overton turnover. Seaburger went up high to get it. He just couldn't quite get high enough. For Overton, Gavin Floral going to check into the ball game. And the ball inbounded here for Trevor Adelung. Floral, just a freshman, 5'4". He's on top of that zone. Right side, they get it to Hadwiger, and Hadwiger's going to stroke in a three. So Ty Hadwiger with the three-pointer here will put Amherst back on top here. 25-23, we're inside of 5 minutes to go. On the baseline, that's going to be a little runner here for Eklund. Eklund missed the shot, rebounded, outletted up ahead. Bray Neckout's going to lay it up and in. Long rebound by Hadwiger, who got the ball outletted very quickly. Creighton Ryan will dribble around, kicks here left side for Kohanic. Kohanic's going to drive on his way to the basket, is fouled, and that essentially is going to take a bucket off the board because he had the defender beat, and that's why the foul was committed. And that'll be on Holden Eckout, I believe. Nope, they're going to say 20. That'll be on Trey Toppenheim. So Overton will inbound it. Mark Gritz inbounds it. Now between the circles with the basketball here is going to be Florell. Florell double team, but quick enough to get it off for Kohanic on that last side. Kohanic's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound is run down over there by Florell. Good work there by Florell. And they'll give it off on the right wing here for Eklund. Eklund drives the baseline, kicks it back out. Long two-pointer coming up here for Mark Gritz. It is no good. And rebound taken out by Toppenheim. So Toppenheim being a double team. The Eagles knock it loose and going to be stolen away. That's Ryan, who's going to lay it up and in. Ryan with the steal and then was able to lay it up and in. They tried to step through that double team, but the quick hands there for Creighton Ryan forces the turnover. So Toppenheim in the offensive end will kick here left side for Eckout. And pass goes off the hands of Hadwiger, and that'll be an Amherst turnover. Pass from Meckout to Hadwiger was a little bit too high. Overton makes some substitutions. Kohanic back in, and he'll inbound it here for Eklund. Creighton Ryan, Seaburger out there. Starters back out there for Overton. They try a little pick and roll. Bad pass on the inside, and Overton forces the turnover. Excuse me, Amherst forces the turnover as Adelung will dribble in the offensive end. He'll step through and find a little seam. He'll kick it out to the top of the circle. Hadwiger is going to fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound, and the shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. Holden Eckout got the offensive rebound after the miss. And then it was blocked and out of bounds. Great work on the side there by Peyton Grote. On the inbounds, they'll work. Three-pointer here for Braden Eckout, no good. And bad pass, though. It's stolen away by Amherst. And a bounce pass inside layup for Ty Hadwiger. Bad pass, and Hadwiger laid it up and in after Eckout was able to make the steal. So Overton will fire a jumper that right side. Grote with the long jumper, no good. And an offensive rebound up and in. Nice job cleaning the glass there was Caleb Eklund as he's able to make the putback. So Adelung will bounce pass it here left side for Eckout. Back around the perimeter we go, right side, Hadwiger. Hadwiger on the baseline, a little ball fake. He'll bounce it out for Cale Preble. And the ball was stolen momentarily. But it's going to be a hold. It's called on the Eagles on the steal. That'll be on Seaburger. That'll be his first. .224 to go here, second quarter, 29-27, two-point lead for Amherst, and they've got the basketball. Man-to-man right now is Overton as they change it on this possession. Adelung will drive. Little jump stop kick here left side for Preble. Gives it top of the circle for Hadwiger. Right side for Eckhout. Eckhout gets it on the baseline. Back out to Eckhout. Hadwiger's got it. Hadwiger jump stop in the lane. Nice little runner there. Shot no good. But then the offensive rebound good for Ty Hadwiger. He makes the putback. And then he makes the steal. Can't get that shot to fall. He missed the shot, and coming up with it is going to be Creighton Ryan. Ryan on the run. Will drive, and now we got a foul on the rebound after the miss, and that's going to go against Amherst. And that'll be on Ty Hadwiger. That'll be his second, according to my records here. And they're going to say Chris Seeberger was in the act of shooting here. So he's going to go the free throw line, and we'll have two shots. And the free throw is up and good. 31-28, Amherst with a three-point lead. And taking his time at the free throw line is going to be Chris Seeberger. Free throw rolls around and is no good. And Amherst snags the bound. Preble penetrates, kicks it out for Adelung. Adelung tries the three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Amherst. Now a little runner in the lane here for Trey Toppenheim, and Toppenheim will score. So offensive rebounds here for Amherst. Puts them up by five, 33-28, minute 20 to go. Left wing with it is DJ Anderson. He'll kick the ball back out for Seeberger. Seeberger's pass through the lane. Off the fingertips, one of his teammates, Norwichon, turns the ball over. Not sure if he was trying to get that into Ryan or Recklin, and that was kind of the problem. Both of them went for it, and I think both of them tipped it out of each other's hands. So we're nearing the one-minute mark of a very energetic ball game here in the second quarter. Adelung on the right side. Great pass inside. Bounces into the hands of Holden Eckhout, and Eckhout will lay it up and in. Boy, some great assists here for Amherst, who have been able to push that lead back out to seven. Their largest lead of the game. Caleb Eklund gets it on the low block for Dylan Margritz. They double-team him. He kicks it out for Caleb Eklund, who will fire a three. It's right on the mark, but a little bit short. Offensive rebound, no good. Trying to tip it up and in is DJ Anderson. And then we've got a foul on the rebound. Nope, they're going to say just out of bounds. Well, some contact there. They let him play a little bit more on the boys' game than they did the girls. But it's going to be Overton basketball here. It's tossed in here for Caleb Eklund. Eklund entry pass going to be stolen away. Overton turns it over again. They get it up and ahead. Flip, no good. Rebounded by Creighton Ryan. Ryan on the run. Ryan gives it right side. Layup on that right wing. Hanging on the rim. Seeberger's shot will finally fall in. So Seeberger makes the bucket as a great rebound on the other end by Creighton Ryan. And now they're going to milk the clock here for the final shot. So they're going to work it for the last shot here is Amherst. 6 seconds left. They give it off left side into the corner. Eckhout's going to fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Kohanic to end the first half as Amherst can't get the fall. Be content with a 5-point lead heading into the locker room. It's 35-30 at the end of two quarters of play here in Overton. The Broncos with a 5-point lead over the Eagles. 35-30. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We come back right after this.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Overton. We're at halftime of the boys' game where Amherst has the lead over the Eagles 35-30. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. This, of course, the second game of our doubleheader. Earlier tonight, it was Amherst picking up a 54-45 win over Overton. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Jamie Klingelhofer, the first-year head coach here for the Amherst Broncos. And we were kind of talking before we got on the air that kind of enjoying being the go-to person here, being the head coach.
I am. I've been the junior high coach, when I was the assistant for Nikki. And yeah. So I've kind of been the head, but it's been a challenge.
It's a little bit different animal with the university thing here. And again, you guys, it took a little while for you guys to kind of get started. 3-7 now?
Yep, 3-7.
But again, kind of a growing period. You kind of knew that you'd be kind of where you're at, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've struggled a little bit at the beginning, but we're coming around. And
I think today's a pretty good indication of that. A tight game most of the way, but it seemed that down the stretch, you found a way to handle the pressure that Overton gave a little bit better than they did with the pressure that you were given.
Right, yeah. The girls, they practiced hard this week, and this is the third game this week we've had.
Yeah.
So last night, we played Eustis Farnham, so I rested my top girls there for quite a while in that game so we had legs tonight. Because Overton, we always play a tough game. It's always a tough game with them.
Yeah, and it has been a great rivalry over the last few years.
Right.
Sydney had a huge game for you. I had it with 21 points tonight and about 8 rebounds. It just always seemed like whenever they made a little run at you, somehow number 15 got her hands on the ball and made something good happen with it.
Yeah, she's a great player, and she is my go-to girl, and because I didn't, there for a while I didn't have Courtney, and she was still hurt from volleyball, but it's 15, I can count on her to take it to the hole or get it done for me.
Yeah, and obviously Courtney, too, she had a double-double according to my records. I had it with 12 points and 11 rebounds, and I thought one of the areas that you guys really did a nice job was
We've struggled with it the first few games, but now, I kind of go, we got a rebound. You got a rebound, and they got to be one and done, and we got a rebound and put it back in. So.
Well, you guys are always kind of known for playing defense, and the best way to defend is to pull down a defensive rebound. That ends the possession, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and again, the pressure that Overton kind of put on kind of caused you some problems early on. What kind of adjustments did you kind of make, or what did the girls do different that kind of secured the ball? And you guys didn't turn over as much in the second half as you did the first.
I think the first quarter we kind of showed our three games this week, and we were kind of a little rough, and then I just said, you guys got to step it up or it's going to get ugly real fast, and they went, yep, we got to go.
Yeah. So they
took care of it.
No X's and O's changes. They just kind of found a little bit more of a focus.
Yep, they found a little more focus and got it done tonight.
Well, they sure did. A nice win, 54-45. What is you have a little time. This week you had the three games. You don't play for another week. You don't play till next day. What are some things that you in practice this week you guys are going to be working on?
Oh, just running through our offenses and running some rebounding drill. Just simple. I might run them a little bit.
Just polish everything.
Polish
everything up a little bit. Well, Jamie, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie Klingelhofer, head girls basketball coach at Amherst. Broncos won tonight, 54-45, and they also have the lead at halftime of the boys' game. It's 30-35 here during the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the numbers of the boys game. We come back right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Once again, our halftime score, 35-30, Amherst with the five-point lead here in Overton. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Amherst Broncos. They're being led so far by Ty Hadwiger. Unofficially, I have him with 15 points and 6 rebounds. Trey Tobenheim, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Braden Eckhout has 5 points in the ballgame. Trevor Analong with 3. And Holden Eckhout off the bench has 3 points here at intermission. Unofficially, 15 of 42 shooting for Amherst, about 36% in the game. 2 of 16 from behind the arc. And they're 3 of 4 from the free throw line here in Overton. For the Eagles, they're being led so far by Caleb Eklund. Eklund with a dozen points at intermission to go with 7 rebounds. Chris Seeberger has 10 points and a rebound. Creighton Ryan, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Dylan Margaritz with a couple of points and a rebound. Unofficially shooting for them, I have them 13 of 34 for about 38%. They're 1 of 8 behind the arc, so they're shooting about 12.5% from 3-point range, and they're 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Some other numbers to throw your way. Rebounding edge to Overton, 21 to 18. Turnovers, unofficially, I have Overton with 16 turnovers here in the game compared to 6 for Amherst. And really, for Overton, they're somewhat fortunate to be down only by 5 on the scoreboard, since they're losing the turnover battle by 10 here in the first half, where they do trail at intermission but to Amherst by a score of 35-30. Quick reminder for you that tomorrow will be in Amherst for the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. The finals will be around 4:30 on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. At the conclusion of that, we will be joining the doubleheader in Elm Creek between Wilcox Hildreth and Elm Creek Girls and Boys Basketball. We'll begin, if they're not off the air in time for us to pick up the girls' game at around 6 o'clock. If the finals aren't over yet, we will start coverage of that doubleheader tomorrow on PlatteRiverPreps.com. It'll be online, but we'll have the start of the game, and then at the conclusion of the Amherst tournament, we will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and of course, all of our high school games are streaming online all the time at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's at halftime of boys basketball in Kearney, where right now Grand Island Central Catholic leads Kearney Catholic 20-16 at intermission. It was 7-2 at the end of the first quarter there. Grand Island Central Catholic, again, has the lead at halftime, 20-16 over Kearney Catholic as they got things going. But we had 20 points for each team at the end of one quarter in this one, as the offense is really kind of showing up here for Amherst and Overton. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. It's 35-30. Amherst with the lead. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back here. Overton has the ball first to start the third quarter here. They trail at 35-30. And cruising everything. Both teams going with their starters here In the second half that they had in the first half. So it's Kohanic who has it on the dribble, top of the circle. He'll drive, have a little screen set by Margaritz. Still dribbling is Kohanic. He'll drive on that baseline. Left-handed layup will not fall. And the rebound taken out by Amherst. So Amherst on the run, and he'll get it up ahead. Left-handed layup by Bentley won't fall. Tobenheim won't fall. And Amherst can't get the shot to go. They'll fire it off on that right side. Kohanic will fire a three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken out. On the run here is Braden Eckhout. And Eckhout's going to outrun everybody. Lay it up and in. Preble got the rebound. Then a long outlet pass for Eckhout. And now it's a seven-point lead for Amherst. On the run right side, Creighton Ryan. Bounce pass through the lane to Margaritz. He didn't have anywhere to go with it because of pressure put on by Hadwiger. So they'll kick it out here for Caleb Eklund. Eklund gives it out for Kohanic. Pass off the fingertips of Creighton Ryan, and that will be another Overton turnover. So Adelung comes up, and driving here is going to be Eckhout, and Eckhout will lay it up and in. Braden Eckhout, 4 points here in the early stages of the third quarter. He now has seven in the game. Spin move by Caleb Eklund. Wow, that's a great shot in the lane as he's able to rattle that one home. Great little spin move right in front of the defender. And Amherst, no-look pass in the lane. Bounce pass back out for Adelung. Adelung will drain a three. Worked it in. Kicked it right back out for Adelung. And Adelung now makes it 42-32, a 10-point lead. This is the first time either team has had a double-digit advantage. Pass down low. Dylan Margaritz makes the catch and has his shot blocked out of bounds on the backside by Ty Hadwiger. Great play there by Hadwiger. The help on that backside. Creighton Ryan's going to inbound it, and he'll toss it in here for Kohanic. Kohanic, long deuce on that right side, and rattles it in. They went for the steal, and so he kind of dribbled to an open area and was able to rattle it in with the back of his heels on the three-point arc. Left side, Trey Tobenheim helps work it back around the perimeter. They get it down low. Backing in there is going to be Preble. Preble kicks it out. Stepping back for the three is Tobenheim. Tobenheim's three is no good. And coming out with the rebound is Overton. Eagles are on the run. Creighton Ryan will kick here left side for Kohanic. Kohanic fires off a three-pointer. It's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. It was last touched by the Eagles. Checking in for Overton is going to be Peyton Grote. He'll come in as Overton right now going with a 2-3 zone. Down 42-34 with 5:14 to go. Adelung gave it away, now gets it back top of the circle. He's looking left side of deck out, but instead throws it right side and kind of a no-look pass, and he should have looked because the player on the right side, Trey Tobenheim, was moving. And they threw it where Tobenheim was, and he wasn't there when the ball came. So it goes out of bounds. And Eklund will bring in the offensive end. They'll give it off right wing here for Grote. Grote's going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound picked up about three rows up near midcourt. So that'll be a team rebound here for Amherst, who has to inbound it. And Tobenheim will bring it across the center court. Brings it across the jump circle, gives it right side for Adelung, gets it in the lane, and then kick right back out. Hold the neck out, kicks it out. Now it goes out to Adelung. Adelung going to fire another three. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall there for Trey Tobenheim. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound and last touched by the Broncos. Preble checking back in here for Amherst. Out is going to be Tobenheim. Seeberger tosses it in for Overton. Long pass up ahead to Creighton Ryan. Ryan gives it up ahead, and then losing the ball is Grote, so that'll be a turnover. And Adelung brings in the offensive end. Don't have numbers, so they'll slow it down, play a little half-court offense. Between the circles, Eckhout. Eckhout looking at a 2-3 zone. Kicks left side for Adelung. He'll shoot over the top of that zone. His three-pointer is no good, and the rebound out to Overton. Snagging another rebound there was Creighton Ryan. They get it up here for Seeberger. Seeberger's going to drain a three. Chris Seeberger with the three-pointer. He's got 13 in the game. And up ahead here is Eckhout. Eckhout will help work it around here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger out for Eckhout. Eckhout's going to fire a three. And shot won't fall. And the ball goes out of bounds, but it was off the fingertips of Creighton Ryan. Ryan's had a couple of rebounds here in the last few seconds, but he couldn't quite grab that one. So inbounded and around the perimeter, Hadwiger now is going to skip the top of the circle for Toppenheim. Toppenheim now looking at that 2-3 zone again, gives it left side for Eckhout. Braden Eckhout still has the dribble. Gives it out here for Trey Toppenheim. Right side for Hadwiger. Jump stop. He's going to kick into the corner. There was Holden Eckhout. He thought about the three, but they'll get it out for Hadwiger. And Hadwiger will stroke in the three, top of the key. Barely even moved the net. 45-37. Penetration here by Eklund. Eklund takes it off glass, and he'll score. Nice drive there by Caleb Eklund. As they're finding a way to answer back. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Three-pointer in transition for Hadwiger. Well short. Long rebounded by Ryan. Ryan with the long outlet pass after pulling down the rebound. Shots missed on the other end here for Overton. And coming up with the rebound are the Broncos. But then the pass is intercepted. Caleb Eklund's going to take it in. Off glass. Good. Caleb Eklund with the steal and then the layup. Kind of a sloppy pass, and he's able to lay it up and in. So that'll cut the lead down to four here. And on the bounce is going to be Trey Toppenheim. He uses up his dribble. He looks to his left. That's where Holden Eckhout is. He'll give it there. Now right side for Hadwiger. Kicked out here for Braden Eckhout. He thought about the three, but he'll give it off for Hadwiger. Back to Eckhout. Eckhout now will penetrate from the free throw line. Bounces it out for Hadwiger, who's open for that three. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath for Braden Eckhout. Missed that putback. And finally ending the possession is going to be the rebound by Creighton Ryan. Ryan in the lane is going to kick it out here left side for Margritz. Margritz is going to fire the long deuce. No good. And the rebound for Amherst. So here come the Broncos. They give it off here for Toppenheim. Toppenheim left wing. Penetration here for Holden Eckhout. Shots no good. Another rebound for Creighton Ryan. Ryan gives it up ahead for Caleb Eklund, and Eklund drives, jump stops, and is fouled. Was it during the shot? Yes, it is, so he'll get two shots here. And the foul is going to be on Cale Preble. That'll be just his first. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Caleb Eklund. Eklund's first free throw is up and good. Eklund on the season is about a 67% free throw shooter. Come in 18 of 27 from the line. He makes the first one here. He'll have one more coming up. And that one is also good. And a timeout, Overton. 45-43, minute 38 to go. A couple of free throws by Caleb Eklund. Makes it a two-point ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 45-43. Amherst with a two-point lead in the basketball. We come back with a minute 35 to go in the third right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And again, Overton taking a little bit better care of the basketball, and that's really helping them out. It's kind of their seeds to success. Brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get them get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success where a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Amherst is able to bring into the offensive zone, really not facing a whole lot of pressure. They'll get it off here left side for Adelung. Adelung, now the DJ Anderson will come out and pressure him, so he'll kick it out for Hadwiger. They're trying to trap out of this zone, and the pass is tipped, but Eklund couldn't quite come up with the steal as Adelung is able to track it down. So around the perimeter we go. Hadwiger thought about the three, gives it to Adelung on that right side. He's going to drive, put up a little runner. It's no good. And the rebound taken out by the Eagles, and they'll kick it up ahead. On the run here is Ryan, who got the pass from Eklund. And Ryan now will head to the line, as he was hit on the arm by Trey Tobenheim. So not only do they get that rebound, but they get the run out very quickly. And now two free throws. The first one's good for Creighton Ryan. So he makes the first of two. And again, doing some damage from the free throw line. Here are the Eagles. Ryan, about 59% free throw shooter, but he misses the second one here. And it's going to be rebounded by Hadwiger and the Broncos. Pass to Adelong, but it's a little bit high. Adelong can't handle it. Loose ball is picked up by Kohanic. Kohanic's going to lay it up and in. No, it will rim out. And the rebound taken out by Braden Eckhout. On the drive here is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout shot knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say behind the Broncos. And it's a little frustrating because there's some contact there. He wanted a foul ball. And both sides are complaining about foul call, so it must be getting called pretty evenly. Eklund is able to kick it here left side for Seaburger. Entry pass and reaching in is going to be Preble, and there is a whistle there. But it's going to be on Adelung on that backside. Call for the foul. That'll be his first. So the Eagles inbound it, and the dribble goes off the foot of Creighton Ryan, but he's able to track it down. And he'll give it off on the right side here for Kohanic, who will fire a three, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to go against Overton. That'll go on Caleb Eklund. That'll be his second. Eckhout pulled down the rebound. So we'll give him credit for a defensive rebound, and he has the ball in the offensive zone. Gives it to Adelung. He'll penetrate, give it out for Hadwiger. He thought about the three. Now he'll shoot and have a shot blocked by Caleb Eklund. And the tip at the buzzer. Is the bucket going to call? It is going to count. Wes Adelung came up with that loose ball, or Trevor, rather, came up with a loose ball, fading away, was able to tip it up and in. And Adelung hits the shot. No, they're going to wave it off. So Amherst has, no, they're going to count it. There is finally the indication. So with that tip by Adelung, we head to the fourth quarter, and Amherst has a 47-44 lead over Overton. Great play there by Adelung to end the third quarter, and a three-point lead for the Broncos when we come back right after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth in Overton, where the Eagles hanging right with the Amherst Broncos. Amherst 8-1. Overton 2-6. We got a three-point ball game as Amherst with that impressive fading away, kind of one-handed shot by Adelung that bounced on the rim. Now the backdoor cut, tip up, good. Long pass by Eckhout for Hadwiger on a set play, and he threw it about 35 feet. Hadwiger came through the back door and laid it up and in. Eklund, little runner, no good. Rebounded out for Eckhout. Eckhout gets the ball up ahead here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim shot no good. Offensive rebound for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout can't get that shot to fall. And the rebound is tipped back out here for Preble. Preble got the rebound. And now a little jump here for Hadwiger. 13-foot jumper. That's no good. And finally, the possession's ended by Creighton Ryan, who's able to pull down the defensive rebound. So a lot of opportunities there for Amherst to push that five-point lead out to seven, but they couldn't come up with it. Kohanic has his pass tipped, and it's going to be intercepted by Tobenheim. That'll be an Overton turnover. They've got numbers and a little push. Yeah, creating a little space was Trey Tobenheim, and Tobenheim is going to be called for the offensive foul. He kind of created a little space with a push, and that one was actually fairly easy to call. So Kohanic will get the inbounds after the turnover, dribbles through. Will kick here left side, open for the jumper is Seaburger, but Seaburger dribbles out, and he runs into Tobenheim, and we're going to have a block called here on Tobenheim. And that'll be his third. Yeah, check that, his fourth. Yeah, he picked up his third and fourth here in the last few seconds. Inbounded for Creighton Ryan. He's going to fire a three. No good off the inbounds play, and rebounded by Hadwiger. Hadwiger gives it up ahead to Eckhout. Jump stop, gives it out for Adelung. He'll try a trailing three. It's no good. And then the putback by Holden Eckhout. Couldn't get that shot to fall, but he's fouled, so he's going to go to the line. And that foul is going to be on Creighton Ryan. That is going to be his third. So Eckhout, pretty good free throw shooter, and as soon as I say that, you know what's going to happen. He missed the free throw. This is the first of two. His second free throw here is up and good. So he now has 4 points in the ballgame. Seaberger gets in the inbounds. They double-team him, and I think they're going to have a held ball. It is a held ball. Possession arrow still pointing to Overton, so Amherst doesn't get possession of the ball. They do move the possession arrow. Creighton Ryan, long pass up ahead to Seaberger. Seaberger, left-hand layup, good. Well, they threw the ball back after it was inbounded, got right back to Ryan, and Ryan with a great long pass to set up Seaberger. So give Ryan credit for an assist here. Adelung will bounce pass it here left side. Then he'll get the ball back as he was playing catch there with Preble. Right wing for Eckhout. Back around the perimeter we go as Holden Eckhout had his hands on the ball momentarily. Off of the screen, Adelung gets it in the lane. Little runner rolling around. Shot won't fall for Hadwiger as he missed a shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Caleb Eklund for Overton. Eklund now brings in the offensive zone. Will direct traffic here. We're in the fourth quarter, 50-46. Down by three is Overton. By four, rather, is Overton, and they've got the basketball. Driving here is Creighton Ryan, a little runner. Shots no good. And Adelung comes up with a loose ball, and there's going to be a body foul called on Creighton Ryan, and that is going to be his third, his fourth. Adelung didn't really intend to draw that foul, but he did run into Creighton Ryan, and Ryan now will have to be a little cautious here as he's picked up his fourth foul. Entry pass down low for Hadwiger, and his shot won't fall, but he's heading to the line. They entered it in from the right side very quickly in transition. And so he'll go to the line and shoot two as the foul is going to be whistled on Peyton Grote, and that is going to be his third. So the free throw is up and good for Hadwiger. So he makes the first of two. 51-46, 5.5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Hadwiger's second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound, well, they couldn't save it. Cale Preble was trying to save it out there, but he stepped on the baseline to fly near the wall, making that save, but he was out of bounds. So as soon as he touched it, it becomes Overton ball, and Eklund will bring in the offensive zone. Eklund, 20 points, 8 rebounds in the game. Left side, Creighton Ryan will give it out for Eklund. Eklund from the lane. Thought about shooting a quick little jumper there, but he'll work the ball back around the perimeter. Seaberger has it. Penetration, kicks right side. Margritz, he'll fire the two. It's no good. And rebounded by Amherst. Amherst snags the rebound, and they'll kick it out here for Eckhout. Eckhout's going to fire the three in transition. It's no good. Offensive rebound to his little brother, driving his Braden Eckhout. He missed the shot. But it's going to be up and in here for Preble. So he makes the putback, and then we're going to have a foul on Eckhout as the ball was down low, getting it to Caleb Eklund, and Eklund hit him on the arm. I thought he was in the act of shooting. They're going to say it was on the entry pass there. So Holden Eckhout going to be called for his second foul. Ball inbounded in the lane and in trouble down there is going to be D.J. Anderson, and Anderson's shot is going to go out of bounds. I think he may have lost that on the way out. I'm not so sure whether to call that a shot or not, but in any event, it will be Amherst basketball. He got the ball down low, but, boy, he was surrounded by guys a little bit taller than him, and he couldn't even see the basket. Pass in the lane. Boy, that's quick ball movement. Sadwiger had it and back out. Then he got the ball down low again, passed it out, and we've got a hold. And that will be on Overton. That'll be on DJ Anderson, his second. And that was a hot potato there for a little while as they were moving that around. Five fouls here against Overton, six against Amherst. So no team shooting free throws just yet. But we're getting pretty close. Left wing, Hadwiger. He'll drive in the lane. Little floater rolls around, and good. Hadwiger got a friendly little roll there to make it a nine-point ball game with 4:10 to go. 55-46. Bouncing on that right side, Caleb Eklund gives it out for Creighton Ryan. Back to Eklund. Eklund drives to the baseline, has a little screen, throws it in underneath, and we've got a foul. Peyton Groten, nice job there. Did a couple of really nice things there. Post out of the space, and then he then when that help came, his guy went out and helped on the baseline. Then he posted up the next guy, got that dump pass, and now to go to the line after the foul by Creighton, Caleb Preble. And the Preble then is his second. And Grote makes the first two. And we'll have one more here. Second free throw up and good. So he makes both free throws. And we've got a timeout for Overton with 3:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. They trail it 55-48, a 7-point lead for Amherst. This time brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:56 to go in the basketball game. We're back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, fortunately, nobody getting hurt in this game. I guess the injury we really could talk about is Bill Giffen and his sore foot. But we'll use that as our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. Two locations in Kearney. He did get hurt coaching a game sometime back. Fortunately, both these two teams are getting a little bit healthier instead of heading the other direction. Amherst in the offensive zone. They lead at 55-46, and they'll bounce past the left side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger gets it off in that corner there for Holdenek out. And again, Amherst can afford to be a little bit cautious with the basketball. Overton in that zone. Amherst can work the clock a little bit. Hadwiger has it left side, throws it on the baseline. Now they're going to kick it back out here for Braden Eck out. He'll give it off left wing here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger skips it out here for just playing keep away. Eck out, gets it in land for Hadwiger. Back around the perimeter we go. Adelong's going to drive, dish it back out. It'll go to Hadwiger. That was a dangerous pass. Hadwiger, nice job going for the ball. Had he just waited for it, it would have been intercepted. And then another pass almost taken away by Caleb Eklund. They're going to say it was last touched by Amherst. So that will be an Amherst turnover. Now, working the clock's okay, but you probably still want to score over there. And Les Adelong wants to know, how is that possible that it's not Amherst basketball? He doesn't agree with the call on that far side. In any event, it is the Eagles' ball. And behind brings in the offensive end. Grote, his pass stolen away. Trevor Adelong with the steal, left-hand layup, hangs on the rim. Good. Trevor Adelong getting the ball back after his dad complained about the call. He makes the steal and then lays it up. Creighton Ryan will penetrate a little bit, get it on the baseline here for Seaberger. Back out top of the circle off of the screen. That's Kohanic. Kohanic will drive, has a shot blocked and out of bounds by Trevor Adelong. But it is out of bounds, so the Eagles will maintain the possession. They need a bucket here. They trail it 57-48. They've had really gotten hot offensively. They need stretches right here. They inbound it for Dylan Margritz, who kicks it back out here. Kohanic off of a screen set by Margritz as he shot blocked. Another block in there for Amherst. I think that one was by Preble. Backdoor cut on the inbounds play. Driving it up and in is Sam Kohanic. So Kohanic off of a set inbounds play. Cuts this down to a seven-point ball game. And the folks making a little noise for their defense as Eckhout has it. They give it to Hedwiger. Hedwiger gives it to Adelung. Adelung works it back around the perimeter. Toppenheim on that left side. Gave it away. Now gets it back. Now they're going in a reach here for Caleb Eklund, and that's going to be his third foul. So for Amherst, foul trouble. Four for Creighton Ryan. Now Eklund has three. And we've got a timeout being taken here by Overton. They trail it 57-50, 2:04 to go in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And back into the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. An update for you on our game on Classic Hits 98.9. Grand Island Central Catholic right now leading Kearney Catholic 36-27. That is at the end of the third. And Kennesaw right now has a lead over Wilcox-Hildreth 30-24 at halftime. Wilcox-Hildreth undefeated, and we'll see them tomorrow in Elm Creek. Inbounded here for Amherst. They get it to Trey Toppenheim. Toppenheim picked up by Seeberger as now Overton has to play man-to-man. Will pick and roll. They get it to Hedwiger, and Hedwiger scores. Well, they were ready for that. And they had a nice set play out of the timeout. Seeberger gives it on the baseline for DJ Anderson. And his pass, not a good one, but it's picked up here by Kohanic. Kohanic finds a cutter on that right side. And he'll drive in. Kohanic actually came off the screen. Nice screen set there by Creighton Ryan. And he's able to drive in, get the body contact. That shuts off the clock as he was fouled. And he'll go line and shoot two for Adelung. That is his second foul. Free throw is no good, but he'll have one more here as Kohanic. That one he makes. So a missing to make. 8-point ball game, minute 35 to go. Adelung dribbling on that left side, working against the pressure by Kohanic. Is fouled by Kohanic, and he'll shoot two. Little V-cut with the basketball was Trevor Adelung, and he'll be shooting twice here. And if he makes both of them, he'll be able to make it a 10-point ball game with a minute 28 to go. Kohanic's second foul as the free throw is good. So Adelung makes the first two. And the second one is also good. You like to have your point guard being able to shoot free throws as well as he's able to. 61-51, minute 25 to go here in the ball game. DJ Anderson, left side, pass. And his ball is saved over there. Great hustle by Chris Seeberger, but when he saved it, he had the ball go off DJ Anderson's hands anyway. So Overton turns the ball over. Long pass up ahead here for Amherst as they throw it to midcourt to Cale Preble. Preble weaves his way through and gives it to his point guard, Trevor Adelung. Adelung with the five-second count going on. We'll hand the ball off here for Toppenheim. And weaving it around there, Hedwiger. Adelung has it. Bounce pass out here for Toppenheim to Eckhout to Adelung. Back out here for Toppenheim. And then we're going to have the reach called here on Kohanic. That's going to be his third. They worked a little time off the clock. As we're in the final minute here and still getting two free throws out of it is Trey Toppenheim. So he'll shoot two. Excuse me, it'll be a front end of a one and one. My apologies. But he makes the free throws, so he is shooting two. I wasn't wrong. I was just a little early with the statement. As he hits the front end, and Gavin Florell checking in, I'm sure, to give a little bit of three-point shooting here for the Eagles. Second free throw is up and good. So he makes both of them. Does Trey Toppenheim. And in the offensive end, here's Caleb Eklund. Eklund has it, dumps it on that left side for Kohanic. Back out for Eklund. He's going to fire the three. No good. And rebound finds its way to Braden Eckhout. And Eckhout facing some pressure. Passes up ahead for Adelong. Bad pass, and it's going to be stolen away. And then Adelong will steal it right back. And then the shot's blocked out of bounds by Kohanic. Well, initially the pass was stolen by Florell, and then Florell, when he was trying to turn around, had his pocket picked by Adelung. Adelung drove in, and Kohanic blocked it out of bounds, and now we've got a timeout here for Overton. They trail it 63-51 with 35 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As it would appear that Amherst is going to move to 9-1 on the season. Overton will fall to 2-7, 12-point lead for Amherst as they inbound underneath their own basket. And Eckhout will throw it, and the ball is loose. And somehow picking it up is going to be Tobenheim. And Tobenheim gets it inside. Eckhout with the bucket. So holding Eckhout with the bucket there. And around the perimeter we go. Creighton Ryan, he's going to fire a long three-pointer. It is no good. And Adelung will pull down the rebound. And there's only 10 seconds left as they get it to Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim at midcourt. Lost the ball, but back into the hands of Adelung. Adelung with 3 seconds left. Just going to weave through here. And the horn will end the ball game with Amherst picking up a 65-51 win over Overton. So, again, Amherst now 9-1 on the season. Next action for them will be a week from tonight when they travel to Pleasanton. Overton back in business tomorrow. They'll be traveling to Maxwell with a record now of 2-7 on the season. Once again, your final 65-51. Amherst with a 14-point win here in Overton. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here in Overton as Amherst has the doubleheader sweep. The girls won earlier tonight, 54-45, and then the Broncos over the Overton boys by a final of 65-51. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And again, just take a look at some of the team numbers here. Unofficially, I have Amherst shooting 26 of 74 from the field. Overton was 20 of 56. And again, Amherst unofficially winning the rebounding margin, 37 to 28, as they out-rebounded Overton in that second half. And turnovers, 22 turnovers for Overton compared to 11 for Amherst. So again, just 9 more rebounds, 11 more turnovers. That's 20 fewer possessions for Overton, and that kind of translates itself into what you see on the scoreboard. Amherst with a 65 to 51 win here in Overton. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Overton, who we mentioned now fall to 2-7 on the season. They were led tonight by Caleb Eklund, who finished with 20 points and 8 rebounds. Chris Seeberger with 15 points. Creighton Ryan had 7 points and 12 rebounds. Sam Kilhonik, 5 points and a couple of rebounds. And Dylan Margritz with 2 points. Peyton Grode off the bench also with 2 points in the ball game. For the Amherst Broncos, who, as we mentioned now, are 9-1 on the season, they had 3 players in double figures, led by Ty Hadwiger, who unofficially had 25 points on the night to go with 8 rebounds. Trevor Adelung with 13 points in the game and 4 rebounds. Trey Toppenheim with 12 points, 5 rebounds. Braden Eckhout had 7 points, but 8 rebounds. 6 points for Holden Eckhout, and Cale Preble with 2 points in the ball game and 5 rebounds unofficially. And again, a nice night shooting for Amherst. Unofficially, I had them 22 of 47 for about 47%. That's getting the job done. They were only 4 of 27 from behind the arc for about 15%. So their 2-point shooting, I'm sorry, the numbers I gave you was 2-point shooting. Unofficially, I had them 22 of 47 shooting from 2-point range for about 47%. They only shot 15% from 3-point range. So overall, their shooting was about 35%, but they were 9 of 12 from the free throw line, and they're able to outdistance themselves from Overton by a final of 65 to 51. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Grand Island Central Catholic was able to defeat Kearney Catholic 59 to 39. That is the final there. And a reminder for you that we'll be in Amherst tomorrow for the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, and we'll have around 4:30 tomorrow, and then right after that we'll have another doubleheader from the Fort Kearney Conference. Wilcox Hildreth taking on Elm Creek. And kind enough to join us to talk about tonight's game is Clint Little, head boys basketball coach here for Overton. And coach, you hung with him for a long time. You were kind of talking that maybe that pressure for Amherst, you had to find a way to handle that. Did for the most part, and in that fourth quarter they really kind of took offense.
Yeah, they did. I'm super happy with the way the kids played, though. I mean, we all agreed in the locker room that's the best game we've played all year. Really happy with how we handled the press. Gave up too many offensive boards and a few too many turnovers there in the fourth quarter. I'm super proud of what the kids did tonight.
And they really did. You saw a lot of the potential of what the things that you kind of wanted to do. You had the turnovers early and a few turnovers late, but facing a great pressure team, you guys took very good care of the ball.
Oh, yeah, the kids did a good job. You know, we stress that every single day in practice and after every single game. Yeah, the kids came out, they handled the pressure, they didn't let Amherst's quickness and speed get to them, and we did a good job tonight.
Yeah, it's just kind of, they keep coming at you, and it's very difficult. You've got to play 32 good minutes against these guys.
Oh, for sure. They're a really, really talented ball club, and they showed that tonight, and they never got phased, and they just keep coming at you the whole time.
Your stats, I'm sure, are going to be better than mine, but I have Eklund with 20 points, Chris with 15. Talk about what those guys were able to do for you.
Caleb finally got his offense going. I liked his aggression. He did a great job getting into the paint. He didn't shoot his little floater shot. He got his feet set and straight, and his shooting percentage really improved because of that. Chris Seeberger stepped up. He finally kind of found a shot. He's been struggling, been really cold the last few games, and he found a shot today a little bit. Creighton didn't get as many shot opportunities tonight, but he did a really good job on the offensive end handling the ball.
Yeah, he really did. You know, I looked at the final numbers, and it just looked like Creighton was bigger than that. You know, he was, his performance tonight was more than just looking out there and saying that he had about 7 points or so.
Yeah, looking at it out there, I see he had 12 rebounds, 5 offensive end. I think that's really what you kind of saw. It felt like he had a bigger impact than what the points show, but he really did. He had a huge impact on the game, handling the pressure, and kind of orchestrating the offense.
Now, again, you hate to talk about moral victories, but is this kind of one of those losses that you kind of build on here?
Oh, for sure. We talked about that was the first thing we talked about. You know, guys, this is the best game you guys have played. Do you agree? Yeah, your effort, your intensity was there the whole game. You never let up. You challenged shots. We got to improve as a rebounding ball club. Right there, but we can really build off of this.
What do you know about Maxwell? You guys are traveling out there tomorrow.
Maxwell don't play a lot of guys. They only play 5-6 guys. They play a lot of 3-1 zone, mostly 2-3 from the way it sounds. A couple kids that are really good shooters, and they're really methodical on the offensive end from what I've heard from other coaches.
All right, well, go give them tomorrow. They have a nice game tonight, Coach.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Clint Little, head boys basketball coach here at Overton as his Eagles fall here, but played a pretty solid game against Amherst as your final. It's Amherst 65, Overton 1. We're going to take a quick break. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Bill Giffen, head boys basketball coach at Amherst. We'll do that as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We'll do that. And Coach is making his way. We'll talk to Coach Giffen. We come back right after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to Overton. Amherst now 9-1 on the season with a 65-51 win over Overton. And kind enough to join us is Amherst head coach Bill Giffen. And coach, I'll tell you what, Overton, talking with their coach, said this is their best game that they had all season up to this point. And they gave you a very good shot. I mean, they gave you their very best shot tonight.
Well, that's what I told them afterwards. I said, you're not a two-win team by any means. I mean, you're better than that. And, you know, they gave us – and like old Miss Schaefer down there was asking, is that maybe not one of your better games? And they go, well, you know, we've kind of felt the fear in places as far as confidence, but, you know, it wasn't – a bad game by us, some bad places in there where we didn't play very good defense. But I thought our rebounding was good, and we kind of overcame the confidence deal and offensively. And they kind of see the look. And I told the kids in the locker room afterwards, you know, it's kind of like Ricky Bobby and fighting the fear. You know, they get the Cougar in there. What are you going to do? You know, you got to have confidence in each other and you got to fight through it.
I had you winning the rebounding battle by about 10, winning the turnover battle by about 10. So, you know, about 20 more possessions in a way than what Overton had tonight. But yet it just felt like this was a pretty tight ball game. And you just kind of needed in that fourth quarter to have somebody kind of step up. And you had that. You got a nice start, looked like a set play to kind of get things going there in the fourth quarter. And then after that, that kind of momentum just kind of helped propel you.
Yeah, that's kind of the old standard play. We don't have a whole lot of plays. You know, I can't memorize them, so I don't expect kids to. So, but I'm getting that old.
But kind of an alley-oop there for Hadwiger from Eckhout. Yeah, and that and it just really kind of got things started for you offensively.
It really did. And you know, we only ran maybe three sets, you know, outside of a freelance-type zone offense. And because really the kids have to make plays. You know, a lot of set offenses, they'll work one, two times, and then it's freelancing out of it to make it work. So we tried to do as well as we can motion offensive-wise, and I thought, you know, we stepped up there.
And you had some stretches where I was really impressed with how you guys attacked the kind of the seams of the zone and how quickly you moved the ball around in and out of the lane there against that zone. And kind of, again, I don't think he took too many bad shots at all, especially in that fourth quarter.
No. You know, in fact, probably for the first time maybe this year, maybe we turned down some shots. And, you know, and that's, I guess, we've been stressing lately the trust. You know, sometimes you've taken an early shot and trust that you can, you know, you're one or two passes, maybe three passes away from a teammate being more open. And so, you know, the downside to that is that maybe people aren't the shot ready as they should be. Mm-hmm. And so you wonder if you outthink it. But I think down the line to be a little more patient, you know, you score early off of a break. And we didn't have a whole lot of those like we're used to. We didn't get a whole lot of turnovers off of the press like we're used to. So, you know, when you go against good teams, sometimes that half-court game and shutting down there, and they got some looks, you know, on breaks. But that half-court game, you've got to come up with something. Especially if you're used to getting some of the easy points off turnovers, you got to make up something on the half-court.
Well, in that fourth quarter, we talked about your offense. You scored 18 points in the quarter, but you held Overton to only 7 points in the fourth quarter. What was different in that fourth quarter defensively for you?
Well, I think from my standpoint, a lot of times our help defense was a swipe of the hand, you know. And I thought in the fourth quarter we were kind of stepping in there with our body the way we're supposed to. And I think that's the difference. You know, swipe of the hand, you get a steal. Which most times you don't. Other times you got that help defense is no good, and then he's by his initial guy, and they score. And they did that. Eklund did that a bunch of times. And so you got to get that body in there. It's just one of those discipline things.
65-51, Amherst with the win over Overton. They're now 9-1 on the season. Talking with Bill Giffen, the Amherst coach. You don't play until next Friday at Pleasanton. What are some of the things you'll be working on in practice next week?
Oh, I think, you know, we'll work on all the things we worked on last week. I mean, rebounding's still a big one. I think we boarded well, but, you know, we had that holiday tournament that, you know, sometimes you think, okay, they got it, and then, you know, you don't work on things. So rebounding, I think probably a little bit more work on zone. If somebody looks at our score, maybe they'll think zone's the way to go. So we got some other things we can work on that we didn't use tonight. But basically, it's just keep on working on that. And conditioning, didn't use a whole bunch of guys tonight. I mean, I didn't use Brian Bramer very much. Didn't use Blake Kreitz at all. And maybe that's, you know, something like we should have done. So. You know, if we feel at six is what we have to use, we got to be in a lot better shape.
All right. Well, hey, Bill, appreciate the time. We'll see you down the road.
See ya.
That's Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach here at Amherst. They win this one in boys basketball 65-51. The Amherst girls also pick up a win 54-45. I want to thank you so much for joining us here for our doubleheader here in Overton between the Eagles and the Broncos. And as we mentioned, that tomorrow we'll be back in Amherst tomorrow around 4:30 will be the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. We'll have that for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. At the conclusion of that on Classic Hits, we will have Wilcox Hildreth and Elm Creek, the girl-boy doubleheader. If there is a time period where we still have wrestling going on and the girls' game has started, the beginning of that game will be online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Of course, all of the games that we do are always streaming all the time at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So a doubleheader sweep here for Amherst over Overton. Overton back in action tomorrow when they travel to Maxwell, and Amherst will not play until next Friday when they'll travel to Pleasanton to take on the Bulldogs. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer Caleb Henry back in the studio. Thanks so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.